questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode. And you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Well, without further ado, I would like to go directly into the main of discussion. But before that, I would like to introduce my guest. Welcome, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so happy to meet you here again.
My pleasure.
So here with us, we have Dr. Karimi. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some debatable questions. So stay tuned. Well, I have a question for you from a listener, perhaps, who says, I've been recently struggling with a very excessive waswas. That is, how do we translate that?
Maybe this is the same as OCD, that disorder, which is known in psychology as OCD.
Yes, exactly. And I can't seem to be able to overcome it. So is there any dua or cure for it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As I mentioned, some people call it the kind of psychological disorder which is known as obsession, I believe. And again, it's a question also related to psychology. And I mean, people also need to consult some psychologists in this regard. And but
which is very important, and it bothers them a lot.
Yeah. Again, this is like another question that we had before. Easier said than done. I mean, we are giving people some practical
advices, and we know that is difficult, these are just some tips.
And talking to those people who are in one way or another related to these people suffering from waswas, please, I mean, do not try and do not ask these people to overcome this problem overnight.
Yes, because
this
it's
is
not
a problem.
Easy.
This is a disease. And somehow you feel, I mean, you need to help them get rid of that, not, I mean, in a very gradual manner. It's
exactly.
Like any other illness, you cannot, I mean, a person.
Like a crippled person, you cannot ask them to stand up on their food.
Exactly.
You have to take them to physicians, you have to work on their mental issues, and then little by little, things would turn into another direction.
That's the point. Of course, but it doesn't mean that those people suffering from that should not work hard to get rid of that too. No, they also should come to believe that at least there is a possibility for them to get rid of that. We will mention some points which are based on the verses and narrations, and then at the same time they need to consult the, I mean, psychologists, or in some cases they may need to refer to some physicians. For some people it might be necessary to consume some
pills and drugs.
Yeah, so there are different levels. The practical advices we are mentioning is only from a religious perspective. It doesn't negate all other ways which are there from psychological perspective. Now, the person who sends the question asks about a kind of dua or supplication. So I begin by this, that one of the best ways which are mentioned by our great scholars and mystics is to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do tawassul, to resort to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And
that would work mentally.
Yeah.
It would soothe them a lot.
It will help to get rid of that. Let me share some narrations in this regard. It's been mentioned that a person went to Imam Sadiq alayhi as-salam and he told him that I'm suffering from what we call it to the maybe OCD, but he mentioned that, I mean, false imaginations, long wishes, and waswas, obsession. And it's bothering me a lot. Now, the first point is that it's not a problem related to our time and era. It's been there before as well.
Yes.
Because sometimes if you think that other people are suffering from the same problem, it soothes some people.
Yes,
at
it would
least.
Make it easier yeah, for you to yeah. tolerate you're not the
alone
situation.
Because,
yes, you're
yeah,
not alone.
When you're suffering from one problem, we think that I'm the only person suffering from that. Oh, Allah, why me and why not
yes.
other people?
We start blaming.
Yeah, so it's a problem maybe rooted in the history of humankind. So he asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam for some ways so that he can get rid of all these waswas, or some people call it temptations, satanic temptations. And in this narration, Imam...
Obsessive compulsory disorders.
Yeah.
Just
OCD,
for OCD.
Yeah. Thank you. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam instructs him a prayer. And because the question is about the prayer and supplications, I try to explain more in details mm-hmm. about these supplications. And hopefully it can help our dear listeners. So Imam told him that put your hand on your chest and then say the following dua. Bismillahi wa billah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Allahumma amsah anni ma ahdar. This is one prayer and supplication, and our dear listeners can refer to some books like Mafatih al-Jinan, and also there is a Shi'i website in this regard, duas.org, duas.org. It's a very interesting website just for duas and ziyarat and supplications, as mentioned by Shia Imams and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
According to another narration, the Holy Prophet said that Adam alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for getting rid of waswas and sadness. And then Jibreel told him that repeat the famous dua, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. According to another narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, when you wake up, say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa ilahi al-mursaleen. If you do that, then you will get rid of the wasawis, the temptations of shaitan or the Satan. According to another narration, a man went to the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and he complained about waswas, and the Holy Prophet asked him to repeat the following words and supplications. توكلت على الحي الذي لا يموت والحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. Again, the reason I'm quoting these supplications is because of the fact that the question was about some prayers and supplications.
Yes, and these are just a clue. They can go to that website you already mentioned in order to make sure about the things they're saying.
And we have also a narration according to which the imam advises the people to fast for 3 days and then waswas would be removed. So these are some of the du'as, some supplications mentioned by the imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. At the same time, as Shia, we believe in the concept of tawassul. Of course, we believe that it is an Islamic concept. It's not only a Shia concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. O people, the believers, be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek for means. And this wasila, this means, is related to the concept of tawassul. So, for some people, at least, it's very helpful when they are suffering from these problems to do tawassul, to ask the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wassalam, the Ahlul Bayt, to help them and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, heal them.
Show
from
them
this problem.
A way in order to heal them. Yeah.
So this is the first point, dua, prayer, and doing tawassul.
Which is also asking God.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I mean, tawassul, we believe that tawassul is one of the best ways to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are only talking about intermediaries. And these intermediaries are completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do tawassul, it means that already you believe in God. And that is why we begin dua tawassul, the famous dua, by saying Allahumma, O Allah, which means that without God, these people, I mean, we're talking about holy people, they have nothing to do. Mm-hmm. They are absolutely dependent on Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. And also God, Allah has asked us to use those people in order to help.
And one of the philosophies is to tell us that you have some human role models, and these are the best role models.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also to show the greatness of these people. The second point is about salat or prayer in and of itself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Istahinu bis sabri was salat." Take, seek help from patience and prayer or salat. And according to some narrations, patience in this verse in the Noble Book of Quran is referring to fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not know how these two are related to each other, but I'm quoting one of the scholars that, so if you have any kind of help, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that one of the ways is istaeenu bis sabri wa salat. Prayer, salat is a kind of solution to solve and to remove your problem. So
it's a sort of purification.
Yeah, and for people suffering from OCD, maybe, at least in some cases, if they pay more attention to prayer, because first of all, for some people, it is the matter of saying the prayer or not saying the prayer. So to begin with, they need to say the prayer. But second of all, the point is that how we are going to say the prayer. Is it just like doing an obligation just to get rid of that?
Yes, or no? Just reading a book.
Yeah. Or we are going to make a firm connection between ourselves,
exactly,
and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we look at prayer from this perspective, I believe that gradually speaking, we can get rid of all psychological problems as well. So it's not only about saying the prayer,
mm-hmm,
it's about how to say the prayer.
It's to plunge into them and to feel them.
Hudur al-qalb, or concentration of the mind and the heart, is very important to say the prayer on time, to go to the mosque.
You should draw all the curtains that you have in
exactly.
your heart.
Exactly. So again, gradually speaking, I believe that this is a verse from the Noble Book of Quran. Prayer, salat, is one of the best ways for people suffering from different kinds of psychological problems. The next point, again, we may not know how these two are related, but this is, what is mentioned by the mystics, by the scholars of spirituality, and they are taking them from the narrations to be away from committing sins. The scholars of akhlaq and spirituality say that if you want to get rid of any bad moral, you need to be away from committing any kind of sin. So, of course,
so you have to start purify yourself.
Yeah. So gradually speaking, I mean, again, there are some stages. Technically, they call about yaqza, tawba, taqwa, takhliya, tahliya, tajliya. There are some stages mentioned in spirituality,
which all have the same meaning, that purification and purgation.
Yeah, but they're just in stages, not to
different
go to the
stages,
highest
yes.
level to mm-hmm. begin with. Now, let's go to some other practical ways. One way is to, as I mentioned, people suffering from OCD, first of all, needs to know that there is a way to get rid of that. They need to study, they need to think about that. If they really want to get rid of that, again, it's very difficult, but it's doable. So,
and that's very important, to have a wish to change that situation. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. have to wish for it. You have to try for it.
So maybe for many people, before going to consuming pills, it might be more practical if they begin by, theoretical ways. Then if it doesn't help, they may go to the next stage.
To medical stage.
Yeah, to the medical stage. Now, in this regard, we are talking about, because when we talk about the religious people, and them suffering from OCD, it is mainly related to concept of tahara, to purity and impurity.
That's
and also the ways they need to do wudu or ablution and to say the prayers. They are suffering from waswas, and that is why they think that everything is impure, and that is why they are repeating washing and washing and washing and repeating their wudu or prayer, and they are suffering from that. So we have some narrations for such people. Again, it is telling us that this is not a new problem. People at the time of the Prophet and Imams, they were suffering from the same problem. They were repeating one action. They suffered from such a belief that everything is impure. Also, although I'm washing, but it's still impure. I need to wash it again.
They don't believe that it has been pure.
Yeah, and the Imam of the Al-Bayt, they have mentioned some practical points to get rid of this special kind of waswas, which I think we need to...
So that was it for right now. We're running out of time. Therefore, for the for further advices on waswas, or what we call it today, OCD, you can visit Pars Today on next episode. Then you would have the complimentary part to this session. Thank you for listening.
Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.